What's new, Emily?
Wait. I thought we were going to do what's new, Nate.
No, there is no Nate.
Nate?
We've lost Nate once again.
Nate, come back. Well, you know his audio has been terrible in the past couple episodes.
Yeah, so we had to make some cuts. Yeah. He actually recorded this with us. We just cut him out.
So what's new with me for real is we're within the 2 month window of the live show.
Woo!
It's coming up super fast, and we have a ton of people buying tickets.
Yeah, and we want
buying, quote unquote, buying
getting
tickets,
free tickets,
reserving free tickets.
Still looking for sponsors for that. We've got some new folks that are looking to get in on the sponsorship, but we're still looking for sponsors for that. But we're also still looking for you guys to recruit people to come to it. We'd love people that haven't listened to the show, or of course, do we want that to be their first exposure to the show?
God, no.
Showing up to a live show with us?
Well, maybe. At least there'll be some social lubricant because it's at a brewery.
That's true.
Might like us more.
Is this the first time we've recorded standing up?
Yes. It's weird.
Does this count as exercise?
No. Not even a little bit. What are we at? We got about 36 tickets left?
Oh, not quite.
Not quite? About 30? Closer to 30?
Yeah, it's going fast. So,
Link in the show notes for that.
Yes. And on our Facebook page is pinned to the top of the page. So it's the top post. So you can go there, click. We have to have a head count so that we know how to plan for food and stuff. So please make sure to get your tickets. Tell your friends. Tell your wives. Tell your kids. Tell everybody. Where is Nate? We gave him a week off.
We gave Nate a week off, you guys.
Back when we pre-recorded a couple episodes while we took vacation, we decided to go ahead and pre-record a 4th of July week episode. Do you want to tell them what this episode is? Do you not even remember?
No, it's lit. It's a road trip song draft.
Yeah, we decided we're actually taking a break even from the outdoors this week. So, because that kind of goes hand in hand, right?
Yeah, like, if you're going to go on a cross-country hunt, you might have to road trip there because it's like that or mail your guns to yourself.
Or even if you're going on a hunt like around Florida or wherever, every hunt is 45 minutes away. Like, no one lives where they hunt.
Really,
I would say that's rare.
Any trip in the car is a road trip.
Exactly. Fishing trip, hunting trip. So we got the gang together. We did a draft of road trip songs. I do have a couple of things to clarify from last week's show. Sticklebacks is the fish I was looking for. Remember I talked about fish that had thorns on their back and were nesting? They're called sticklebacks.
Neat.
Do you think people have been waiting around for that all week?
I don't even remember you saying that, and I was there. And I listened to it. So.
Well, there's our demographic, folks.
Okay, what else?
That's actually the only clear. I wrote down that I needed to look up what the world's biggest aquifer was, but I forgot to do that.
Oh.
So I'm on top of things.
All right, first listener that could tell us what the world's biggest aquifer is gets a free ticket to the live show.
The tickets are free already.
Damn it. Why do you blow up my awesome giveaway? God, just roll with it.
This is episode 90.
Wow.
We've been doing this for 93 weeks, I think, counting the weeks we actually did take off and didn't have an episode at all.
That's wiggity whack.
That's crazy, right?
Yes.
So, very exciting. Got 10 episodes to go to the live show, and these are going to be a lot of fun. And we've got a lot of new creative stuff in the works that are coming your way in the way of podcasts and episodes and even new shows. So, thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Wait a second. Before you freeloaders get a free episode, don't we need to do something to pay the bills?
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
We gotta mention our buddy Fletcher Hallett at Hallett Insurance. F. Hallett. How do we spell it?
H-A-L-L-E-T-T.
At HallettInns.com.
That's HallettInns.com.
Reach out to Fletcher for all your insurance needs. We've talked about him doing boat insurance a couple weeks ago. We've talked about small business insurance. I know he does home insurance. And he's a really good guy. So if you don't reach out to him and get your policy, get a quote, get whatever, he's been working on stuff with us behind the scenes of the show. How is he going to know if this ad is even worth it? And how, like, we need some help here. So reach out to Fletcher.
You can even text him.
904-315-5812. Like I said, we got a lot of small business guys listening. We're in the midst of hurricane season. Are we in the midst of hurricane season?
Yeah, dude. It's on.
It's live, right?
Yeah.
So reach out to Fletcher, reach out to Caroline, get your insurance quotes, get your insurance moved over. Hallett Insurance, St. Augustine, but they can write for the whole state.
Whoop, whoop.
And now road trip songs. So as I mentioned a few minutes ago in the opening, because it is 4th of July week, we're basically throwing the outdoors out the window. Am I right?
You're right.
It's about time.
We have in studio with us, myself, Nate, Emily. We have Nate's brother, Matt.
What's up?
We have Nate's sister, Kaylee.
Hey, people.
And we decided, because this is like the ultimate vacation week of the summer, right? Like, oh, yeah. Memorial Day kicks off the summer. Labor Day kind of ends the summer. But 4th of July is like, that's peak vacation week.
Also, America.
And we've done boat songs draft. We've done fishing songs draft. We've done on the way to the boat ramp draft. So I was like, what else could we do with music? Because those are pretty popular episodes. So we decided to do the first annual inaugural Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rabies Awareness Cast and Blast Florida Road Trip Songs Draft
for the cure.
For the cure.
We drew straws backstage. The rules are... We actually did draw straws. The rules are anything goes. These are songs you would listen to on a road trip.
Got it.
So the draft order is Emily, Matt, Kaylee, myself, Nate.
Oh my gosh, I get to go first?
Yeah, we drew. Were you not here when we drew the actual flipping straws?
I actually have some brain damage and I forgot.
Listeners don't. Of your previous drafts will not be surprised.
Wow. Okay, so hopefully this is a fun little 4th of July getaway for you guys.
Ready?
Yes. Please, ready? Emily, take it away.
I'm so excited for
my
her
first
picks.
Pick. No, this is real. This is real. I'm really here today.
She's really here for this.
My first pick.
Did your microphone just sexually accost you? Because that's what it looked like happened.
It does. It keeps like erecting itself like this. Every time I get near it. I think I'm being too aggressive. I'm going to back off a little.
Oh, we're off to a great start.
My first draft a song.
I'm trying. My first pick is Life is a Highway. I want to
ride
version? It all night long.
Which?
Rascal Flatts is that, or
Drive It.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh my God, gosh. I'm in driving.
That microphone's getting
your dad off. Listens to this. Which version are you picking? The Rascal Flatts or the original, like the Tom, is it Tom Cochran?
Neither. I'm picking Michael and Holly singing it in the car with Daryl on The Office. That
okay.
is my choice.
That we were worried about you because you said you were playing it straight.
That's how they do the words. That's my favorite.
Which is not unlike me singing in the car.
It's just like you.
Okay, Matt, follow that.
Oh, man. It's kind of hard to beat, but my first pick is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, dang
because
yes.
That's a good
if
pick.
You're in the car with
good pick.
It, by yourself, pick. It is her second pick.
Freaking
It's everybody sings it at the top of their lungs, and it's so much fun on a road trip.
And no one knows really all the words.
No, but
they
everybody's
know, like
got
most
pieces.
Of the words.
Yeah.
So they kind of like.
And then everybody's going, Galileo,
Mama.
Yeah. It's all good.
Right. That's a good pick. Kaylee, we're going through this with the speed of the incomparable Robin Williams.
I know. My first pick is Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Oh.
Wait, what?
A modern pick.
Oh.
A terrible pick.
Heck yeah.
What?
It's a great pick.
I think it's a good pick.
A great
on the,
pick.
On
pick.
The list of road trip songs, that's like number 7,000.
Have you seen the memes about Mr. Brightside and white people? Because they're amazing.
Everyone knows the words to that song. You want a song that everyone can sing along to.
No.
No.
Everyone knows. I'm coming out of my cage and
exactly.
I'm doing
that's all you need
song.
To know.
Gotta get down because I want it
I'm Mr. Brightside.
And then it's like.
We're recording this so far in advance of the 4th of July. I'm going to forget to do this, but if I were to put a poll up,
oh my God,
for thumbs up or down on Mr. Brightside, like no one, I guarantee it'd be 60-40 against.
I actually think I did a poll on my Instagram on this song to see if
it's
still
won.
A jam. And
she
it
did,
won.
And it is still a jam.
So
it's bopping.
No. No.
Nate, do you
want to
go next? I'll let you go next.
It slaps. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go next. I've got Here I Go Again
that's
by Whitesnake.
Oh,
that's
such
how
a
is
good
that
pick.
Solid?
Because that's a hairband rock. Like, Mr. The Killers have been around for like 10 minutes.
And it's about.
And they were good for like 5.
And it's about like going again on my own, like
yes.
a road trip.
Oh, that was literal.
Here I Go Again on my own. going down the only road I've ever known.
Literally
it's
about
literally a road trip.
The life road trip. Like life is a highway.
Okay. I'm shocked I get this with this pick because I really felt like someone was gonna take it first. Mm-hmm. I'm going on the road again.
That was my second pick.
Right?
That was my second pick.
That's objectively like the right pick for a road trip song.
That's so predictable, it's not even funny.
But when you pull out of the driveway to go on a road trip, that has to be playing.
No.
It's got to be on your... That's the only time you listen to that.
I've never listened to that song.
Not on a road trip.
Not on a road trip.
On the road again.
Do you really listen to it? Because I feel like we just sing it in our car when we get in the car.
But that's what makes it such an epic road trip song.
Yeah.
All right, Gills.
Okay, my second pick is.
So concerned.
This is unfortunate because I made the faux pas the first time, but it's the Midnight Rider. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
That's a good
song.
She's
all about the ride this time around.
The Allman Brothers.
That's a good song.
Yep.
I love that song.
Great pick.
Are all your songs like a double entendre?
I didn't mean to, but potentially.
No, that's a really good... Are you scratching that off your list?
No, I'm adding one because that reminded me of another song. Excellent. That I want as a free agent later.
Well, you're up unless anyone has any commentary on Midnight Rider.
No,
that's a good pick.
It's not going to let you get me, no?
Not going to catch it.
Go ahead.
All right, so my next pick, since you took On the Road Again, is Ramblin' Man by Waylon Jennings.
Lord, I was born a ramblin' man.
No,
that's really good.
The Waylon Jennings Ramblin' Man.
Oh!
I've been down the Mississippi.
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
It's a jam.
Wow.
Although the other one's a good pick, too. I didn't think about that.
I don't know the
Ramblin' Man that
Jennings.
I said was Allman Brothers, too, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? It's not on my list.
But yeah, Ramblin' Man, Waylon Jennings.
That's clutch.
It's a good one.
I haven't heard that song in a minute.
It's a good one.
No, that's solid.
Thank
Kaylee?
You.
Kaylee?
Do these have to be like... Talk about the road because
what did we tell you the rules were?
It helps.
There are no rules.
That's exactly
right. Okay, so don't judge my picks.
No,
we're going to judge your picks.
The purpose of the draft is to judge your
picks.
That's
the point.
Okay. My next one is Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
That's on my list.
Bum, bum.
Love that
good
song.
Time.
That was on my list because it's such a great road trip song.
Fantastic.
It's such a white people song, but.
I don't know why we could bring race into this.
So good. So good.
The only thing I don't like about Sweet Caroline is it's adjacent to the Red Sox. Like they co-opted it. Yeah, and I don't like the Red Sox, so that kind of bugs me. But beyond that,
it's a jam. Yeah,
it's on my list.
Good pick.
Thanks, guys.
Naster.
All right, so my next one is Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd
Skynyrd. That was on my list. Classic.
What do you feel like?
Big wheels keep on turning, carry me home to see my kin. Yeah.
Do you feel like
it's classic
geography songs? And M, you don't have to participate in this part of the conversation. You know what?
My eye is like.
But do you feel like geography songs, like, they serve a dual purpose in road trip songs? Because I know your family has done a lot of Alabama type trips, so that's obviously a song you play when you cross the bridge, right?
Every time.
I can remember a road trip when I was like 10 years old. I listened to that song probably 15 times.
All right, off the cuff. What's the Florida song? What's the
Seminole
most?
Seminole Wind.
It's Seminole Wind.
Oh, yeah, for
sure.
Right? It's Seminole Wind.
Seminole Wind is the most geographic specific Florida song.
When I went to see Eric Church, he sang that song at the concert.
Eric Church did?
Mm-hmm.
But it's John.
Did he take your guns when you left?
Because he hates the NRA in America.
I forgot who I was talking to. Move on.
I'm proud of myself that I remembered that.
All right, did I go? No, I didn't go. All right, so my second pick, and I can't believe I almost took this with my first pick, but I was worried Matt would. I felt like Matt and I were in sync. My second pick is Take Me Home, Country Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's on there.
You got to. You got to have it on your playlist.
Sang at the, like, you can't hear good John pick. Denver singing it. We just use him as, like, he's like karaoke in the car.
He keeps the beat going and the tempo.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard him sing it because we sing it so loudly.
Yeah. Kaylee and I listened to that song last night on the way back from the airport.
It's good for any road trip, like even a road trip to Publix.
Does Alabama do a cover of that, too?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't think so.
There was a cool version like about a year ago where all the country artists got together and they were in a field and they did this cool video singing.
Maybe that's
it. Was Take Me Home, Country Roads. I can't remember what the other one was.
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. They mashed those two together and merged it. That was epic. Anyway, I'm feeling good about my team right now.
Yeah, you guys. I think you and I are in the playoffs.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Excuse
I'm going to blow
me.
That on the third pick. You're up. What was that face?
I'm having a tough time because my list is so solid.
To the microphone.
She's been attacked by this microphone like 3 times.
It's an inanimate object and she's having the hardest time with it.
It's because it's in my lap. I'm going to go with One Headlight by the Wallflowers.
That's a great road trip song.
Everyone, yes, you do.
You know that song.
What?
Come on, try a little. Nothing is forever. Got to be something. What happened to you?
I don't know.
Who hurt you?
I don't know. A lot of people.
How do you not know that song? Like, I
Matt,
feel like,
I probably do.
Can
I just,
you fix that?
Yeah, I feel like I'll you're disqualified
that.
At this
we'll
point.
We'll fix that on the way home tonight.
Thank and you. How can someone that picked the Killers
That's what I'm
not
saying.
Know that song?
I might know the song, but Gilly's interpretation of it, I do not know.
It's
that
rock
was a good rendition.
Solid, Kaylee.
She should have whistled
you
it.
You are right.
I'm going to have to listen to it.
Her whistling skills are
You wanted to be mad at him,
incredible.
And then you changed your mind there. You are right.
That was a good pick, Boo.
Good pick.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm proud of that.
Thank you all.
I'm proud of you for understanding the rules and making a good pick.
I'll report back later.
All right. Pick number three to round out my team is Wagon Wheel, the old Chromedicine Show version.
Yes, the original.
Yeah.
The old
Don't come at me with this Darius Rucker.
No,
garbage.
I don't want the Darius Rucker one. Old Chromedicine Show all the way.
Yeah.
Fantastic road trip song. It's amazing.
Crackling voices.
It's hard to argue. That's hard to argue.
I like that. Like, I feel like we should do maybe Cast and Blast After Dark. You and I should do a version where we discuss like real picks for stuff like this.
That would be good.
Because we take it so seriously.
Yeah. Okay. I'm here to win, man. I don't know, I don't know
like
about anybody else.
Episode 90, Beats Between the Sheets.
Cast
and Blast After Dark.
That's not what we're talking about.
That's what it is.
Kaylee.
Okay. Maybe because every time Matt and I are in the car, like we listen to the song, we jam out to it. But Rich Girl by Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah.
Rich Girl should be on every playlist you make for anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boat songs, fishing songs, road trip songs.
It's just a jam.
Make out songs. Like it should just be in the list.
No, you can't make out.
You can't make out to Rich Girl.
I would,
you can't.
Be, I would sing
it's
too
because
much.
You're bookable.
You can't make out the songs that you're wanting to sing too bad. Because
okay.
then you're, okay.
Then you're like, mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're a hall raiser? Because Rich Girl spoke to you?
What? No.
This got weird.
I don't like this.
Nate.
Take us home.
Country roads.
Are we done after this? Do y'all have any more picks?
I think you
I
get a third pick.
I get a third pick. But
I have lots of
Do you have another song?
I have some
I have
free agents.
Tons of
if
free
everybody
agents.
Has a song, we'll go one more round.
All right. One more round.
If everybody has a song, we'll go one more round because it's going all quick.
All right. My next pick is Take It
oh,
Easy.
Oh, you stole one of my
fantastic pick.
That was on mine too.
Boom. I'm proud of you, Nate. You've done really good on this draft.
Your dad will be happy about that one, right?
Thank you.
Very proud
Thank
of you.
For sure.
I can't. Here's the problem with this is when you play it straight, that goes really fast.
Yeah.
Like it's just boom, 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 boom. Okay, yeah. I can get that one anytime, I think. So I'm going Route 66.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
I get my kicks on Route 66.
On the
route,
yeah.
Interesting.
That feels road trippy.
That's good.
I don't know that I love that song, but I feel like the only time I would listen to it would be on a road trip.
I would never listen to it out of
outside, right?
Any other context.
It's not
yeah.
your best pick, but I get for the circumstances
yeah,
it works.
For sure. All right, Gills, you're up. Last pick.
Love Shack.
B-52. Did you just slam your phone
Tin
down?
Roof. Rusted. That's it. We're done, right?
I feel like I can't say anything to that.
Mic drop at that point, yeah.
You can't throw your phone down.
It's done. It's done been thrown.
That was a good pick. That was on my list.
I can't believe it was still available.
Yeah. Stuck around a long time.
It did.
And how did that not ever make like... I guess we'll have to do a beach songs draft next summer.
Yeah.
Because that would be on a beach songs draft, right?
Then we... Oh, I guess we did
yeah.
boat
But it
songs.
Wasn't
boat
on the boat
songs,
songs draft.
And fishing songs. We haven't done beach songs.
All right, Matt.
All right, so this
so
was going to be...
That was your fourth pick, right? Yeah. You got a good team, man.
This was going to be a free agent, but it's not my fourth pick.
Yeah.
So it's I'm going to be also known as 500 Miles by
Proclaimers.
Oh,
yes.
That's
good.
And especially if you've seen How I Met Your Mother and how the cassette's stuck in the
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's really good.
But that's a great song.
Yeah.
That's a great
road
trip song.
Great song. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a really good.
When I wake
well,
up,
I know I'm going to be.
I know I'm going to be. I'm going to be.
All right, Kaylee, follow that up.
I know. I'm nervous. I have so many songs to choose from.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm worried about what you're going to pick
I know.
Right now.
I
have concerns about what you're going to pick right now.
Okay. Matt and I listened to the song last night.
Bare Naked Ladies?
No, and we jammed out to it.
Fastball?
You Never Even Call Me By My Name by David Allen.
Ooh,
boom.
Big pick.
That's a great road trip
Dang.
Song.
Yeah.
Because you can sing it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, even though they were musically talented, like the country artists of the 70s and 80s were way more conducive to singing along with?
Yes.
Like they weren't like,
I'm not saying they were bad vocal. Emily, you're a vocalist. Like, were they bad vocalists? They weren't. They were good. But it's like you don't feel intimidated to sing with them like you would like a Kelly Clarkson or a Carrie Underwood or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Because they weren't like trying to make their vowels round and all that stuff. They just like let it rip.
They told stories.
They're just singing.
Yeah, they're just good old boys singing.
Yeah.
That had just natural. We talked about this last night about Hank Jr. mostly and how and Merle Haggard, how like their voices aren't like the greatest thing in the world, but they're easy to sing along with and they make fun songs. So
their songs were good.
Nate?
Also, their melodies are all simple.
Yeah.
Nate, fourth pick.
Fourth pick. I'm going Boys Are Back in Town by Thin
That's
Lizzy.
A great pick. That's a great pick.
I only know those words to it.
Yeah, I don't
that's
know
all I know
more
too.
Words than
the Boys Are Back in Town. The Boys Are Back in Town. I can't throw shade at that. I don't know enough about it. Is Thin Lizzy a girl? Is it a band?
Name
no,
of a group.
It's a band.
It reminds me of Miss Frizzle whenever she's a lizard.
That's very specific.
I know. You know what I'm talking
yes,
about, though, don't
but
you?
But that's very specific.
All right. My last pick. I can't believe this is... Well, I can because this was kind of an obscure pick. The Distance by Cake.
He's going the distance.
Yeah,
he's going for speed.
Yes.
That's such a cool road trip song.
That's a good one.
That's like a late at night. You're driving somewhere. Mm-hmm. You just turn it down, roll the windows down, crank
that
up.
That's right up there with Highway to the
Danger
Zone.
Danger
Zone. I mean, that's the same kind of energy.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Em.
Can we go another round?
Does everybody have one more?
I have one more free agent.
She's just cutting into our free agents a little bit. But yeah, okay, we'll go one more. You got one more?
I have so many good ones I can't believe that are still out there.
Go.
Just one? Or
one more.
And then we'll do free agents?
Do one more, yeah.
Okay.
If people are still listening at this point, they're in. They're like waiting with bated breath.
Okay, my next one is Mbop.
Yes!
By Hanson?
By Hanson. Yeah.
No, we're done. I retract the last round.
Yes. That's a great, and it's a guilty pleasure. And I've never heard so many words get crammed into one line. So many relationships in this life, only one to last. How do you even do that at their age? That's all.
Thank you for that.
Good job.
I think.
Good pick.
Matt, please move us off of
this.
Mop.
Yeah, this is on the nose. It's Drive My Car by the Beatles.
Yes.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah.
That's a great one, man.
Man, road trips are just epic.
I can't even hate on
this. This is going to be a great playlist.
We're going to listen to this on the way to the beach, right?
For sure.
Yeah, can we go on a road trip right now and listen to all these songs?
And if you haven't seen the Carpool Karaoke with Paul McCartney.
It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
I haven't seen that.
It's amazing.
Check it out. All right, Kaylee.
We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
Solid.
It was always burning.
And
but you,
I
but
think
you
about
know, you don't know
office.
All the words, so you just kind of
Ryan,
yeah.
started,
Ryan
the fire.
Started the fire.
And you just kind of like
Marilyn Monroe.
Yep.
All right, Nate, what do you got?
All right, I got Fast as You Can by Dwight Yoakam.
Fast as you? Maybe I'll be fast as you.
Yeah, fast as you. Yeah. Did I say can? I meant fast as you.
I don't know
yeah.
that one.
Fast
That's
as
a great
you
song.
By Yoakam.
Fast as you. Bum,
bum, bum, Maybe I'll break cars too.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a dude. Dwight Yoakam underrated, right?
Sneaky good.
100% underrated.
He,
I love Dwight
Yoakam.
Was he married
to somebody famous? I feel like there's a story about Dwight Yoakam somewhere.
He was quite the sex symbol in his day.
Was he?
Yeah. Not to me. I was like 8, but my mom's friends were super into
him. He was gyrating.
Yeah, he did. He had a
like
white
Luke
cowboy
Bryan.
Hat.
Okay. Last pick. Wow. I'm torn between two songs. We're going to free agents after this, right?
Yeah, just go both.
Okay.
I'm
going to do both.
I have like 12.
I'm
going to
do
go
both.
Off.
The one I'm not picking is Jack and Diane.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Life
wow.
goes on.
I can't wait
John
to hear what the one he's picking is.
Because to me, a road trip song is not about listening. It's about singing.
Yes.
100%. Right? It's very different.
If you can't sing along to it,
if you can't
what is it doing on
your
road trip playlist?
Which is why like a Chris Stapleton or somebody like that doesn't really make my road trip list because I don't want
right.
to. I can't compete with Chris Stapleton.
You'd rather
Stapleton,
just
let's
listen
be honest.
To him. Yeah.
I'm good, but I'm no Chris Stapleton.
Right.
Half of that statement's true.
Close.
The one that I'm going to pick is Africa by Toto.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
how did we
man,
forget
how did
that?
Not make my list?
So good.
Yes. That's amazing.
That is one you can just like yes. belt because it's like
as soon
so
as it comes on
to you
everybody
have
like
to sing so loud to
stops.
Even like
me and Will listen
quiet.
To that song and Take Me Home Country Road every day.
Yeah.
And we rock it out. Those are the only two songs he knows.
I believe it.
The Weezer version of Africa.
The Weezer version is sneaky good.
As is
the Weezer version.
This is Troy and Abed.
They just came out with a cover album with a bunch of different songs that are awesome.
At the end of Community. Okay, Free Agents. I've only got one more that I can throw in here. Can I go ahead and do mine?
Since no. We're,
no?
No. Oh, you can't.
The only other one I had.
He drew straws, and there's a reason.
Okay, what do you got?
I got two free agents. American Pie. Yeah, I had that on my list.
Wow, why did we not say that?
What's wrong with you people?
That's a good one.
I didn't even think about
also,
that.
Although, does anyone know all the words to American Pie?
I know
Pie?
Every word.
47 minutes long.
No, come at me.
We do.
I don't take road trips that
you
long.
You want to go right now? Let's start. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, hold on.
We'll just put
I got
in the vacuum
stretch.
Cleaner music and let it play over you.
Everyone turned it off.
Also, Song of the South.
By Alabama.
Sweet cotton pie. In the roadside, cotton in the ditch.
Yep.
We all picked the cotton, but we couldn't get rich. Yep.
Man, that's a good one.
Daddy was a veteran.
Very good.
Southern Democrat. That was the first CD I had.
Aw.
That's adorable.
Kicking it old school. All right, free all agents. Right,
so I only have two free agents left. One is Highway to Hell, just because.
Yep, Highway.
Toss about a highway. So.
Yes.
Yep. The other one is Highwaymen by
Willie Nelson
and
Waylon.
Waylon,
yeah.
Yeah.
Willie
everybody.
Waylon, yeah.
I love that song.
That's a great song anyway, just like the narrative and the.
Yeah.
It's like a dark song.
It's like, that's like, I imagine, I kind of got to be on a dirt road to listen to that song or like way back in the middle of nowhere, Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Geographic songs.
I have so many, but I'll try and keep it.
Try to
short
keep it brief.
Sweet.
The listeners have jobs to get to and whatnot.
All Star by Smash Mouth. Wannabe by Spice Girls. Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Spice
crushing
Girls.
It.
Backstreet's Back by all Backstreet right. Boys.
No.
False.
Bye 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 by NSYNC.
No.
Piano Man by Billy Joel.
Yep.
Nope.
You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
Wait, you don't like Piano Man?
I like Piano Man. It's not a road trip song.
I think it's a road trip song.
It's not a road trip song.
Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good.
And I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Oh, so good.
Want to Feel the Heat with Somebody.
I'm disappointed we did not have more geographic songs like Georgia on my mind.
Mm.
I think my brain didn't go there. My brain went to ones that you can like belt out
with
your friends in the car singing.
Yeah,
along.
Yeah. That's kind of where
California
I was going.
California Love.
California.
Amarillo by
All
Morning.
My Exes Live in Texas.
All My Exes Live in Texas.
Oceanfront Property.
Arizona. Yeah, like... feel like we should do a geography songs draft one week when Emily's not
you
around.
You guys enjoy that.
If I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne.
Yes.
The beaches
true.
Of Cheyenne.
New Hampshire. Hawaii. What?
Are you just saying states
just
right
saying
now?
States.
Canada.
Not a state.
That's
also.
Not a state, but okay.
Mexico.
What about The Way by Fastball?
That's a great one.
For a road trip song?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's a good
no
one.
No idea what you're talking about.
I can't sing it. Can you sing it?
Anyone can see the road that they walk on is paved in gold.
Okay.
It was like a 90s, late 90s,
you.
Early 2000s.
Very 90s.
Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf.
Yep.
Yep.
I can't believe none of us. Oh, you do your free agent. Sorry, Nate. I jumped in front of you because I want to make sure I don't steal yours.
Oh,
go ahead.
Keep going.
You jump in.
Good. Okay. I really only have one, and it's a Darius Rucker song, but. Hootie, Darius
Ooh,
Rucker.
Yeah.
Darius Rucker.
OG.
Can't talk. Only one of the
movies
by Hootie and the Blowfish.
So
yes.
Good.
Good job.
Hootie and the Blowfish was like so far
that's
before
the
time.
That's one you can kind of belt.
What the one I was worried you might have that I didn't, Born in the USA.
Oh.
Like that's
Bruce
Springsteen.
Yeah.
That's the OG America song.
What about Springsteen by Eric Church? I feel like that should be on every playlist.
That's one
ever.
Of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Except that Eric Church. ACNRA
Talladega
in
by
America.
Eric Church.
But that's one of my favorite songs, and it doesn't make my road trip playlist.
I just can't get tired of it.
I can't either. The live version of it's way better.
Yeah, for sure. It's like 9 minutes long.
Because then he weaves in Born to Run.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so good. All right. Do you feel like we sufficiently covered this? Has anything else come to you?
No.
Is there anything else that the people need in order to take their summer road trip? I mean, besides like their kids and
a
their
car.
Luggage and stuff. But I mean, for as far as their speaker, as far as their, what do you say, feast their ear?
Feast your ear tongues on these lollipops.
What?
There you go. What? I am very disturbed right now.
We are going to make a playlist of all these songs on Spotify.
It'll be in the show notes before this goes live.
The
so
link.
Today you can listen to that.
Yep. And you can.
And you can stay woke.